This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on the second weekend of November. A lot of guests on our show this week. My first guest will be John Schneider. And John's got so many projects to talk about that we're going to have a full conversation with him. Well, unbelievable. And then one of the greatest rock guitar players of all time, played with Elvis for many, many years, my dear friend James Burton will be on the show. Later on from Superstore, Ben Feldman will be joining us. Next hour, Prima Adjemin and Jocko Sims from the New Amsterdam. That's a show that's really hot on NBC. Dirk Blocker will be joining us, sensational actor, and of course the son of Dan Blocker. We're going to talk about veterans. It's the Veterans Day weekend with Michael Haney, and then automobile safety for teens with Sarah Robinson. All coming up this week with Ron Segi today.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Does your car, RV, truck, or boat look faded or perhaps has some minor surface scratches? Painting a vehicle is very expensive and permanent. That's why I recommend SignZoo. SignZoo is the nation's premier vinyl design and wrap company. A 3M vinyl wrap can outlive a painted vehicle by years, and it can be removed at any time without damaging the original finish. Licensed, insured, the best warranty in the business, and over 20 years experience is just a few reasons to choose SignZoo. Whether a wrap to promote your business or change the color of your car, RV, truck, or boat, a vinyl wrap is less expensive and more versatile than paint. And remember, SignZoo services the country nationwide. For your convenience, visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And get ready for a brand new look.
God bless playing old jukebox, singing something about a neon light. Cool balls cracking, pretty girls laughing, and some drunk guys pick up lines. And my Friday nights might be wasted time for you, but you might just get it if you walk a mile in my shoes.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today, and that is just one of the many songs that I like. Our next guest, who has been on our show several times, and he is one busy guy these days. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. Joining us right now is John Schneider. Hey, John, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Ron.
Always, always good hearing your voice, my friend.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And yours, too. Yeah, you know, it's, I guess slowing down does not appear to be in the cards.
There's no doubt about it. When I see all the things that you're doing, I'm thinking to myself, this is phenomenal. A lot of times there's that saying in show business, a working actor. Well, you're a working actor, or working author, a working star, a working director, a working singer. I mean, you're just working, working, working. I understand that this new holiday film, one of many things that we want to talk about today, Christmas Cards, went bonkers when you were on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends talking about the release of it on November 29th.
It did.
Lit up.
It did. It was crazy. We shut down the servers at our Shopify. Because of that, what we've had to do, we've gone back through, and now we rebuild our whole system, because on Saturday I'm going to be on the Waters World show, and then the following, TMZ wants to talk about Christmas cars. This little movie, it's so fantastic.
Yeah. Somebody told me, though, that it's kind of a semi-autobiographical film. Tell us about it, because it features, of course, the famous General Lee, the iconic car that was driven by you in the Dukes of Hazzard from 1979 to 85. And I'm a car buff. Every car show I go to, there's at least one General Lee there. It just doesn't
work. Yeah. Well, it's arguably the most famous car in the world. The 69 Dodge Charger, orange with the 01 General Lee and the Rebel flag on the top. And in the last couple of years, it's become controversial because of the flag on top.
Right, right.
And it seems like people have forgotten, or I don't even want to say that. There's so, we're living in a world now where the not so silent minority gets to have just as much say and just as much social media time, certainly, as anybody else. So what's happened, when I was talking on Fox and Friends the other day, I've never actually had anyone come up to me in person and have any kind of problem with the Dukes of Hazzard or the General Lee or anything. So there are those online that feel like it's the only way they can grab the spotlight, I think.
I agree.
So they grab the spotlight, and what I hear about the Dukes of Hazzard time and time again, single most unifying shows, the most colorblind shows, one of the greatest family shows of all time, because it's got everything. It's got something for everybody.
Yeah.
So I thought, my life changed quite a bit, certainly because of Dukes of Hazzard, so that's in my book. My life changed quite a bit when I went through right about now it would have been 5 years. I was just about 2 months shy of 5 years. That's in the book. As a result of that and the floods of 2016, I actually lost my studio property. And that's in the book, and that's in the movie. So friends of mine who read the screenplay for Christmas Cars, which I wrote. So this is an autobiographical movie, a little bit fiction and a lot of bit truth.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
So that's what I did, and I'm so proud of it. I'm so happy with the result. The final product is fantastic. And I think people are just going to love, love, love it.
Well, you know what? It's got the car, it's got you, and it's got memories. I wanted to ask, though, because of this political correct situation that we're in the country today, back in 1979 through 85, those seven seasons that you did the Dukes, did you have this issue ever arise about that flag?
No, never. It was never mentioned at all. And it was never mentioned until, I think, 2001 or two, we had a model out, and I think you can still get it. It's the manufacturer's MPC, the little model, which actually is funny that it's MPC, politically correct. I never thought about that. but for the runs after 2002, they took the flag off the roof of the car on the front picture. But the decal was still inside.
Yeah.
Not wanting to offend anybody, I guess. But I'm 59 years old, and I don't intentionally go out and want to offend anyone.
Of course not.
But I believe that we all have a right to our opinion.
Right.
And I enjoy talking with people that I don't agree with on everything, because that's the only way I learn a new perspective.
Absolutely.
And the only way they learn a new perspective. So I think the notion that we all must agree, it's kind of ironic that it's the folks who claim to be the tolerant folks in the world, they're the ones that can tolerate anything except disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
And we go there in Christmas Cars as well. So I say things like when all of a sudden the car and my show and me are touted as a universal sign of racism and intolerance, I say, and it's in the trailer, I say, well, wait a minute, that car never hurt anybody, and symbols don't hurt people. People hurt people.
Yeah, And it's part of our history, John.
Well, yeah, part of our history. And here's an interesting fact, and I'm just going to throw it out as an interesting fact, and maybe some people will go, oh, I don't believe that. Well, look it up. Just look it up. It'll cause you to rethink a lot of things. There were black Confederate soldiers. So if you believe that, if you don't, that's okay. Just go research it a little bit and prove me wrong. But if that is the case, then when you tear down Confederate monuments and when you say that the rebel flag or Confederate flag, when you say that is the sign of racism, then are you not doing an injustice to those African Americans who fought for the Confederate side during the Civil War? So it's and that's an uncomfortable question.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and it's a tough one to put an answer on.
Because people have to go research that. Right. First of all, they've got to find out if it's true that there were. And they were free. My understanding, my research shows that they were not slaves that were made to go fight for the Confederacy. These were free black men who chose to go fight for the Confederacy.
Mm-hmm.
So study that, folks, and chew on that for a while. And that may just change your perspective. Now, I'm from New York. I love history and I love truth. So, I'm from the part of the country that did not free their slaves during the Civil War.
Right, right, right.
And that would be the North. Now, that's another little bomb I just dropped for those folks out there to study if you are so inclined.
And I am a history buff, and I am going to do that because that's an interesting concept. It really is. Now, mm-hmm. Christmas Cars is going to be coming out on the 29th. I want to talk about how we can get that. Your new autobiography, John Schneider, My Life, My Way, was released on the 15th of this month. CDs, the inspirational album Recycling Grace, was released on September 15th, and also the Southern Rock Project, Redneck Rebel, was last summer. Then, Tyler Perry's The Haves and Haves Not, huge show. Of course,
coming back in January. When I hear you say it, I think, my gosh, that guy he's talking about has been busy.
Busy, busy. Remember old Billy D. Wolf that used to go on The Tonight Show and he used to say, busy, busy, busy.
Busy, busy, busy. Oh, gosh.
And, of course, Dukes of Hazzard, still in syndication. And yet there's still more to talk about, so we're going to pause for a second, John. We're coming back with another segment with our guest, John Schneider, live with Ron Segi today.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve, yeah. Climbing the hill. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
I've been to California, where the ladies look so fine. They can take a long-haired country boy and softly bend his mind.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today, and you're also listening to the voice of our guest, who's staying over for another segment with us on the show today. John Schneider is our guest. And John, I want to congratulate you. You and I have chatted about this in the past, for being a co-founder of Children's Miracle Network. $7 billion, ladies and gentlemen, has been raised since its inception.
1983.
$409 million just in 2008 alone. And I got to congratulate you. You do a terrific job with that. And thank you for making
that
happen. Really does.
You know, I'm so proud of that. And folks, if you don't know what that is, I'm sure you've seen it. It's a little balloon. Our logo is a yellow balloon outline that kind of looks like an exclamation point.
Yeah.
And we raise money for children's hospitals wherever you happen to be. So wherever you're listening to this show right now, if you have a children's hospital, when you donate to Children's Miracle Network, all that money goes, and all of it, 100% of your donation, goes right down the street to your children's hospital.
That's what's cool.
So, yeah, I'm very, very, very proud of that.
And you should be. Now, John, where can we get the movie, Christmas Cars? I'm dying to see this.
You go to johnschneiderstudios.com. johnschneiderstudios.com. And just type in there Christmas and it'll show up. If you want to see the trailer, go to my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel has got it on there. Or just go to my Facebook page. It's all over my Facebook page, John Schneider. And check out the trailer. If you are a Dukes fan, then this will make you feel like you're an eight-year-old again.
Well, I hope the heck that this is one of the movies that's going to live on, like the Christmas Story that goes on and on and on every year. And
I never see a flagpole without thinking of that poor little kid with his tongue stuck to the flagpole.
I know. But this is going to be what this is, because it's got John, it's got the car, it's got a true story, it's got a heart to it, and it's, I'm anxious for you. It's, again, johnschneiderstudios.com, or if you want to, just go to his house and he'll play it for you on one of his
That's right.
TVs.
I'll show it to you on the TV.
On the TV.
And hey, Mindy Robinson is in the movie, too. And folks, if you don't know Mindy, go check her out on Facebook. She is Randy Couture's better half. And she and I met doing a movie called You're Gonna Miss Me about 3 years ago for Kix Brooks. So it's a great thing. She's terrific in it. The car is in it, of course. We have some very familiar-looking characters. We have a gentleman who looks an awful lot like a younger Boss Hogg in this movie.
Really?
So, and I play Uncle Denver, because I'm paying tribute to one of my favorite people in the world who passed away way too soon, and that, of course, was Denver Pyle, who played my Uncle Jesse on The Dukes of Hazzard. And we have Johnny Lee, the wonderful country singer, who takes the position of the balladeer that Waylon did in the Dukes of Hazzard days. You know, well, I don't know what old Denver's gonna do with that information. You know, So he's our balladeer, our narrator throughout the whole show. And it is fun, fun, fun.
You know, Johnny Lee, gosh, the last time I saw him was backstage at a concert he was doing in Branson, Missouri. What a nice man.
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy. He plays with Mickey Gilley all the time at the theater there.
Yeah,
and he's a great guy and has that wonderful, like, sarcastic, I have a secret voice.
Yes, yes.
When he speaks, yeah, so... I couldn't think of anybody better to do the balladeer than our dear friend Johnny Lee.
And I got to tell you, Denver Pyle was a class act, too. But do you have a Catherine Bach there, John?
Well, I would say Mindy is our Catherine Bach.
Beautiful, because I don't want to lose that out.
Yeah, no, you can't lose that out. But really, there's never been a Daisy like Catherine Bach. Catherine Bach was the quintessential Daisy. Beautiful, but never knew it. As sexy as anyone has ever been, but more like Sophia Loren, you know, Lola Brigida, and classy, classic, sexy, and a tomboy. I think a lot of people have missed, especially in that Dukes of Hazzard movie, the Jessica Simpson Daisy Duke was just was wrong. My opinion.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree with you. I didn't know what you were talking about at first. No, you are absolutely correct. No, that was miscasting all the way down the road there. That was bad.
Yeah, they didn't understand. You know, in the Dukes of Hazzard story, there has to be a moral. There has to be a good guy who's got flaws. There has to be a bad guy who's got a good side.
Yeah.
You know, there's got to be depth to the characters, and there's got to be a certain pace to the story. And that's what the ingredients that I believe, and folks, see Christmas Cars and let me know. I believe that I actually do know the recipe for that because I paid attention while we were doing it.
Yeah. No,
I think people will be very, very pleasantly surprised.
Christmas Cars.
It's easy to say. So, yeah, folks, it's Cars like cars. You drive, not Cards like you read.
Right. Released November 29th. Go to johnschneiderstudios.com and get it. This is going to be a classic that you're going to be on the ground floor of having in your home during the Christmas season. Hey, John, yes. I don't have to tell you this. You are always welcome here, my friend. You know that.
Hi, thank you so much. I always enjoy talking to you very, very much. And thanks for helping to spread the word here. This is, I think this is the one we've been looking for. I think this is our grand slam.
We found it. And congratulations on another season next year of Tyler Perry's The Haves and Have-Nots. And if I don't talk to you before, you have a great holiday season. Okay, John?
I certainly will. You too. You take care of yourself, my friend.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
John. Bye-bye. Our guest has been John Schneider. Always a nice man. Always terrific. Very kind, talented man, not only in the music studios, but in the studios of television, movies, and a great author. He does it all. He's a full package.
Hey, Ron, thank you so much, as always. That was terrific.
That's nice of you to say, John. And we're going to remind everybody out there to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. ronsegi.com. Now, if you go to that site, there's a lot of stuff on there to read and watch, and there's videos, but on the homepage, there's an icon that says Listen Live. And if you hit that icon, well, then you will hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And I also want to tell you about another website that we have called Segi Sings. And that's all about our fall and winter concert tour with my 15-piece orchestra and backup singers doing a tribute to Dick Clark's Caravan of Stars. That's SegiSings.com. Check that one out. I'd be interested to know what you think about it. And again, I want to thank John Schneider for joining us for a couple of segments on our show this week. And we're going to pause for a second. There's a lot more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Jack Frost is arriving early and bringing wintry problems as much of the U.S. is preparing for a record-breaking cold snap. Brian Hurley is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
The heart of the cold air is really going to be coming down as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday. The coldest air and those lowest temperatures are going to be over the northern tier, as you would expect, the upper Midwest. Upper Mississippi Valley, with those temperatures in some areas near zero or below zero.
The House Democrat who's leading the impeachment inquiry into President Trump says he won't let Republicans conduct sham investigations as his committee heads toward public hearings on Wednesday. House Republicans have released a list of people they want to appear, including Joe Biden's son Hunter, as well as the whistleblower whose concerns about the president's phone call with Ukraine's president shook up Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
R is James Burton. Gonna be.
Live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. That guitar playing is done by one of my all-time favorite people. I'm proud to call him a friend, but I'm even prouder that he considers me one. Joining us right now is the best, James Burton. Hi, James. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. God bless you. Thank you. I'm excited.
I am excited, too. But before we talk about this big event that's coming up on the 12th of November down in your neck of the woods in Nashville at the Symphony Center, I want to thank you, my friend, for the kindness that you extended to me on my birthday. I'm at a house, and I got a bunch of friends, and my wife says, James Burton is on the line to wish you a happy birthday, and then I had the pleasure of doing the same thing to you a few months later. Thank you for doing that. You made me feel like a big guy there, James.
Oh, that's awesome. I was excited to do that, man. That was wonderful. And you and Claudia are my friends.
So nice to hear you say that. Do you have no idea? Well, James, of course, is the man. He has played with everybody. And you just heard Elvis, which was the Play a James line that he used in all of his shows between 1968 and 1977. And we're going to run down all the people that James has played for, which, by the way, is everybody in the music business. But James, tell us about James Burton and Friends for the great concert coming up on the 12th, Tuesday, that's going to be benefiting the James Burton Foundation, which is sensational.
Ron, it's a special show, very special, and this is probably the eighth or ninth show that we've done. My first show in Nashville, but I'm excited to be here with all my friends. We have some great players coming. And I've got Brian May from England is coming. He's with Queen. Something you don't know about that, Brian May and I were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame together in 2001.
I do know that. Yes. Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Okay. We had some other inductees, Michael Jackson, Queen. We had Aerosmith and Paul Simon and there's a couple of others. I can't remember the names right now. Just a great lineup. But I'm so excited to have my friend Brian May down. We've got Sammy Hagar, a good friend. He's coming. He's going to be here to do some rock and roll stuff. And how about my buddy Joe Walsh?
Oh, wow. The Eagles.
Joe Walsh. There's Steve Cropper, the Dock of the Bay guy, Otis Redding. You know, he's just a great fan. I've known him for years and play together a lot. We have some sons of the of some great entertainers. Buck Owens, his son Johnny Owens, is coming. He's going to do some Buck Owens for us. And this shows a mixture of my career of people that I have worked with in the business. And the sons are going to come and perform. We also have the Orbison three boys are coming to do the Roy Orbison medley, and we have Merle Haggard's son, Marty Haggard, is coming to do the Merle Haggard segment. And then we have, of course, Jason Sheff, who is the son of Jerry Sheff that worked with us with Elvis.
Right, right, right. And Mickey Dolenz and the Monkees?
Yeah, the Monkees. We have Mickey Dolenz. We have our good buddy Paul Schaefer, too.
From the Late Night Show. You know, Jason, he played for a long time with Chicago.
That was Jason Sheff. He did. Beat singer and bass player.
Yeah, and of course, as you mentioned, Father Jerry Sheff played with the TCB band that James put together. James Burton, John Wilkinson, Ronnie Tutt, Glenn Hardin, and Jerry Sheff. Five sensational musicians. I got to tell you, James, and I told you this before. I mean, I loved Elvis, and I went to go see him 10, 12 times, all right? But
right.
I got to be honest with you. Any reason Elvis didn't step out on stage for whatever reason, and you guys played the whole night, it was worth the price of admission, believe me, because what a rhythm section.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun, but when we had our rhythm guitar player, we had a lot more fun.
Yeah, John, you mean.
Ron, we also have the Imperials, a wonderful group. They're coming. They're on the show. And we're going to have to feature the Johnny Cash segment. We have John Carter Cash.
Right, son, right.
I tell you, man, I want to be there myself. It's just going to be so much fun.
Oh, gosh, and they all pay tribute to the man, James Burton. James, tell us about the James Burton Foundation, which I have to be honest with you, out of all the things that I do public service-wise, This, to me, other than helping sick children, has got to be the biggest asset that we can give to our children in schools. Tell us about the James Burton Foundation.
Ron, in 2005, I wanted to do my show, James and Friends, and by doing that, I came up with the idea that this is a perfect opportunity to do the James Burton Foundation and represent the kids and help the kids in music, see if we can get music back in schools, which we did. We were able to get music in schools with the school board and the schools backing us up to help the kids. You know, the teachers could teach a whole classroom of kids. We donated guitars to the kids, to the schools, and we got that happening. That was wonderful. My foundation, the proceeds go to benefit all the kids in the foundation. And this provides guitars to the children, the schools, the hospitals, and the civic programs. We went to St. Jude's. We're giving guitars on this show to the veterans, also the Vanderbilt Hospital and the Children's Hospital. Yeah, we're just very excited to do that again. You know, Trace Atkins and I on stage one night, we gave, I don't know, probably 40 guitars to the veterans, you know. It was just wonderful. And Trace, you know, it's one of his favorite things because he is a huge, huge fan of the veterans. And he does a lot of advertisement things for the veterans, and he's just a big supporter. And this show, he was coming to this show, but unfortunately he's doing a movie, and he was not able, his timing schedule was not available. But he will be on the next show.
The limited number of tax-deductible VIP tickets are available. There's exclusive premium seating and meet and greet with the performers. And the tickets are available going to jamesburtonfest@aol.com or calling this number, 318-424-5000, 318-424-5000. James, I must tell you something. Every time that I go on stage and do my tribute to the 50s, 60s, and 70s with my 15-piece orchestra, all I want to do, and you know this, all I want to do is one day turn to the rhythm section and say, play it, James. If I do that, my career is over then. I can retire. That's the epitome right there, my friend.
I love it. I love it, Ron. I love you, man. I'm so excited. I just want to give all my love to all our wonderful friends and fans out there in music land. And I got to tell you, we couldn't do it without them.
Then it's November 12th, a Tuesday. It's a convergence on the Nashville Symphony Center in Nashville.
Yeah, the Scrimmerhorn.
Scrimmerhorn, right. It's the Nashville Scrimmerhorn Symphony Center.
Ron, I played there a few years ago with Alabama and Jeff Cook and I. You know, it was so wonderful with the symphony. The sound in the room is just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. And with you playing, it's even better. James suffered a very tragic loss this past year, and I know your son is going to be looking down on this event on the 12th and proud to see his dad down there.
Absolutely. You know, he was our co-producer. He produced all our shows that we've done, and we just feel like he's here with us right now producing this show. And it's just wonderful to even think about doing a show. It's hard to do one without him, you know, because he was so important.
Nice man. It would chip off the old block. Really was. James, it's always a pleasure. Please send my love to Louise. Good luck on the 12th. We will see you soon. And thank you for all you do. Thank you for all you do to the children. Thank you for all you do to music. Thank you to the contribution that you have made to rock and roll, pop, every form of music. He's played from Frank Sinatra.
Thank you so much.
To the
thank
King.
You. Thank you, Ron. God bless you. God bless you, man, and you and Claudia, and all our love to all our wonderful fans out there. Just give them our love. Yeah. And I'll let you know about the next show.
Great, James. What a guy. I'm so happy he's my friend. Such a huge talent. James Burton, he just turned 80 in August. Can you believe that? And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Today, all across the USA and around the world, and there's a show out that I really think if any show is going to reach the masses, it's going to be this one, because there's a lot of empathy on what goes on there. It airs Thursday night at 8 o'clock, of course, on NBC, and it is called Superstore. Joining us right now is one of its stars, Ben Feldman. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Well, I'm good. How you doing? Thanks for having me here.
Well, thank you for joining us, and I failed to mention in the introduction that you earned a 2012 Primetime Emmy Award nomination for Guest Actor.
How dare you not mention that in the introduction.
I want to tell you something.
That's how my wife refers to me. Everybody gets it's the most important thing.
I can just picture saying, instead of saying, Ben, wake up, she says, the 2012 Primetime Emmy Award nominated guest star in a drama series for Mad Men. I love that series. That was a great, great series. I hated to see that one go. But hey, you're on Superstore right now. I love the premise of this. After all the shopping, you can really understand the turmoil and the confusion that goes on in a superstore. I mean, what a great premise.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's one of these, it's one of those premises that I can't believe we haven't seen it before.
Right.
And every single person I know and their brother and their mother has been like, oh, your show stole my idea. That was, I wrote a script that was, you know, like, I've got family members in Poughkeepsie who are just like, I wrote that script. That was my idea. So it's finally made it to air. and yeah, everybody has some kind of a connection to one of these big box stores, whether, you know, you work in it, which I feel like is, you know, half of America, or you visit one, which is the other half.
Well, you know, it's true. When I saw this, I thought to myself, why didn't they think of this like 45 years ago? Now, of course, the creator is Justin Spitzer, who wrote The Office, which is, this is a great segue from an office atmosphere to a megastore.
Yeah, we share a lot of DNA with The Office. We've got, because there's Justin who created, but he brought some other producers, and, you know, even like the guy that's head of props on our show came from The Office. So
really?
We're definitely in that family, but we also kind of feel like we broke away and became our own thing as well. We're a little goofier and zanier and brighter and more colorful. So I'm happy to be part of that lineage.
Now, you are the character Jonah, who has been described as a dreamer, somebody that proves that work doesn't have to be boring, okay? But you're in a mass of really confused people. I mean, you've got, you know, employees that are part-timers. I love the seasonal employees, okay? The seasoned veterans, the newbies, you know, and then you get involved with the bargain hunters. Do you actually do it in a megastore? Do you actually film it, or is that the set?
We shot the pilot. The very first episode we shot in a Kmart, and the Kmart was open. There were real customers. You know, we would shoot in one corner of the store, and then there'd be a whole bunch of customers. Just life would go on. Kmart was not shutting down for us. And to the point where we'd be shooting a scene, and a woman would just sort of wander into frame and be like, excuse me, where are the batteries? And, you know, like a PA, someone's assistant has to kind of gently nudge her out of frame.
This is the blue light special.
Once we got picked up, they rebuilt the entire thing on some stages at Universal.
So oh, wow, that's great.
We've got a... It's a lot more manageable now.
You do it out of Universal, of course, on the West Coast, because here on the East Coast, we don't have those studios available. You know, you've been in a lot of stuff. Living with Fran, opposite Fran Dresser, Drop Dead Diva, and, of course, The Perfect Man with Hilary Duff and Heather Locklear. Boy, that would be a tough thing to work on. And somebody told me that you actually started acting at age 6 when a camp counselor said, hey, participate in the musical Annie. You had no desire to act before that?
No, I mean, you know, prior to that, I barely was a human. But here's what happened for all actors. When we're all 6 and 7 years old, we're loud and we're goofy and we've got weird imaginations and we want attention. And then the majority of humans grow out of that and become responsible adults. And then there's a small portion of us who are like, I'm just going to keep doing this forever and hope that someone gives me money for it. And those are the people crazy enough to be an actor. So I was at camp, and I think a counselor just said, you know, hey, you're kind of loud and abrasive. Let's put you on a stage. And that was my first play.
And you went on to do some acting in Ithaca College. Very familiar with that area. That's
yeah,
a great
I studied
area.
It. I ended up studying it, which is always a terrifying thing for anybody's parents.
This has got to be a great shot in the arm, this show, for superstores who are taking a lot of grief these days with internet shopping. I mean, you could be the savior of the megastore.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I hope people are watching it and are feeling some sort of romantic nostalgia for the big box store. I don't know. I mean, they seem to, yeah, the online, I especially my house where we've got a little baby and we're not going out enough, there's a lot of online, there's a lot of boxes showing up at our doors.
Yes.
But nothing beats going into one of these stores, you know, with the intention to buy a toaster and then staying for 3 hours and ending up buying an entire bedroom.
Or department. Now, you know, it's funny because as you think back, and you're right, what you said earlier about why this wasn't done so many years ago. When you think back, the storylines for this are absolutely endless.
They absolutely are. And you can have anybody, any type of person can walk in the door either as an employee or as a customer. You're dealing with, you know, corporate America. You got all these sort of hot button topics. We've already done everything from guns to, you know, reproductive rights to just kind of everything. You can cover any topic in this thing. So, yeah, it's been really great.
And still on HBO comedy Silicon Valley. Tell us about Monitor that you recently wrapped.
Oh, Monitor.
Monitor was that was a short horror film that I did actually a while. But that's so funny. You got the whole resume right there.
No, it's not a resume. I actually did research on you. In fact, I don't know how to tell you this, but Ben Feldman, this is your life.
Should I be crying right now?
You should be crying. Come over to the couch. I got my Ralph Edwards book here ready to go. And no, you're very...
It's like I'm on Inside the Actor's Studio.
Yeah, right. James
Silicon Valley is a great one that I love. I love going back and visiting, and I've shot a couple, and I've got another one to shoot again this year. That one, I'm really... It's kind of an honor and fun to be a part of a cool HBO show. So,
but you know, Ben, you are a very versatile actor. I mean, you not only do comedy very convincingly, but you do drama very convincingly. You did Annie very convincingly. I went back to your counselor, and he told me how great you are.
Yeah, you interviewed my counselor.
But you know, you are really talented, and you deserve all the success that you've gotten. And I don't blame you for asking your wife to wake you up with saying the 2012 Primetime Emmy Award nomination.
I have her present me with the Emmy I ended up not winning every single morning.
And then you thank everybody who was responsible for it.
I've got a new speech. I write my speech before I go to bed.
It's like a prayer. Well, Ben, you're a great guest. You got to come back and join us again. It's Thursday nights at 8 o'clock on NBC. Superstar is the name of it. It's a NBC hit comedy that stars our guest, Ben Feldman. Ben, will you come back? You're great.
Absolutely. I would love to. It was great to be here.
And good luck with the show, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Ben Feldman has been our guest. Talented guy. Nice man, too. And, of course, it's Superstar Thursday nights at 8 o'clock on NBC. And stick around. There's more to come. Live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today on this extended holiday weekend, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, actor, singer, writer, producer, director, John Schneider, James Burton, one of the greatest rock guitarists of all time, in my estimation, the best, and Ben Feldman from Superstore. Next hour, from the new Amsterdam television show, Freeman Agyeman and Jocko Sims will be here, actor Dirk Blocker. Michael Haney is going to be talking about how we help veterans on this very special Veterans Day weekend, and Sarah Robinson from a company that's did a lot of surveys on teen safety when driving, and Sarah will be here too. Next hour, that's all coming up with Ron Sedgy today.